It certainly is. Hughesy, Ed and Aaron, this fine Thursday morning.
If we're going to talk Queen for a second, let's talk about the fact that she's got a stomach bug and has to cancel her trips. She was meant to go to Northern Ireland, but she's not going. She wanted to go, but the medical people said, nah, you're not going, Queenie. You're staying in bed.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Did you see that letter that she'd written back? I just had it in the news then. Or is that what you were... Is that why you were talking about
the Queen? We were listening to news, yeah. So, yeah. But we're talking, yeah. So she's sick.
Oh.
So get well soon.
Oh, no.
So you know what? I reckon everyone get your coins out and just go, just have a thought for that woman. What a bloody legend she's been over the journey.
95.
She was in the Second World War.
I know.
So not many left from that era.
Absolutely not.
No. Especially with COVID having really gone through that age group. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Not many over 100. It's got almost all of them over 100.
Okay. None that I can think of. I can't think of any centenarians off the top of me head.
Who are alive.
See.
But you can think of a lot of news stories you've heard where someone has died in their hundreds, haven't you? From COVID.
Everyone dies from COVID.
There's a lot of announcements. I think there was one, that's been a few recently. So.
We're thinking of all of them and their family. Well, not them because they're gone, but their families.
Well, where have they gone? Do you ever go anywhere? No one knows. It's a mystery.
I think you go to heaven. Like, you'd hope so.
Well, I mean, are you ever... I believe that life is eternal and that... Anyway.
It's very deep for 5 past 6.
Well, can't life be eternal?
That's who died.
Who?
Captain Tom Moore, the 100-year-old guy who walked around his garden and he raised £33 million for the NHS, remember? And then he released a single.
Yes.
And then he was 100 and he passed away.
Not of COVID though, right, Ed?
No, not of COVID.
Prince Philip just... Prince Philip nearly got there, didn't he?
He wasn't COVID, he did. No.
No.
See, all these people have just died, not COVID related. Not every death is COVID.
I don't think every death is COVID, but I'm just saying that over the last year and a half, there's been a lot of reports of people in their hundreds dying of COVID.
Sorry, on Nine News Now, so if they're wrong, then...
What are they saying?
You know, normal. Yeah. Captain Tom Moore dies of corona aged 100.
Oh, so he did die of COVID.
Oh, Jesus, yes. It was.
So, thank you.
And he was a hero.
He was an absolute hero.
Mate, anyone who makes 100's a hero. Imagine the rubbish you've had to put up with over those 100 years.
I'm 38 people and I'm tired from the rubbish I've already put up with.
You're keen to check out any moment.
Only momentarily, every now and then.
Every time the alarm goes off, I'm thinking, is it worth it? Every single morning.
Generally, the answer is nah.
Hey, when we come back, there's an issue in Sydney right now. We've got to get to the bottom of it.
Because
there's people crying out for workers.
I know. And they can't give a job away.
All right. It's coming up next, everybody. Oh, I just got Tom Moore's single then. Oh. Do you want to hear a little bit of Tom? Just
walk
before we get
on
to this song.
Here we go. Of course he's a legend.
That's Captain Tom Moore and his single.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, bless.
Well, his last big hit.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
Now, Sydney's open for business, but the problem is there's not enough people to provide the services.
Yeah, a fascinating article, page 12 of the Telegraph today. I'll give you $2,000 if you wash the dishes. And then the photograph of a man who owns and runs one of the most delicious pizza and gelato joints in Bondi, which we know is going to be absolutely teeming from now until the end of time. George Pompey, the owner of Bondi's Pompey Pizza Restaurant. Morning, George.
Good morning. Good morning.
Firstly, congratulations on one of the great, delicious joints.
Thank you.
I've never tried it, actually, but given Ed's introduction, I'm coming straight in. No, it sounds amazing, George. Well,
okay, but you might have to wash your own dishes, though.
Ah, great segue. You know what?
That is worth exploring, George. What about a discount if you do your own dishes? Have you thought about that? Is that legal or not?
Oh, look, I'm not sure how it would work because we have a commercial dishwasher and you need to have a skill set to operate one, but it's worth considering.
Is it that desperate, George? Is it that bad?
Yeah, in 21 years of operation, we've never had such a critical staff shortage. Even so, I've taken the step of offering a $2,000 sign-on fee for someone who's able to commit until the end of January, so that gets us through summer.
Wow. So just for like a, you're talking a 3 month commitment and they get a $2,000 sign on fee. Is that for dishwashers or are you talking for chefs with that $2,000?
Oh, look, it's across the board. So it's wait staff, chefs and kitchen hands. And the way it would work, that someone signs on that they agree to stay until the end of January. Yeah. And once we get to the end of January, they get a $2,000 bonus.
All right. So is it the purely there's no international travellers and they are generally a fair percentage of your staff?
Yeah, it's a combination of a couple of things, but that's the main one. It's the students and the international travellers. Yeah, because normally they're sort of quite a high skills, highly skilled waiters from Europe or from all parts of the world, and also the students who were able to work up to 20 hours per week. And of course, when COVID hit the first stage, a lot of them left the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so is it also the case, we've been discussing this off air, that the government are providing, have been providing some money for part-time workers, so there's less incentive for them to actually work?
Yeah, that's been disincentive as well too, of course, but if you're sort of getting, I think it worked if you worked, if you lost 20 hours or more, you're able to get $750, and so a lot of people were happy just to work on reduced hours. I mean, our staff were great. I mean, all our people who worked for us have been fabulous, but we just haven't got enough of them, and we couldn't have kept going without our, you know, our great staff.
What's the kind of living that people can make, either as a, you know, cleaning dishes, waiting, if they're working full-time with one of your restaurants? Like, so $750 the government's giving them, what kind of money can they make if they're actually working with you per week?
Oh, if they're working full time, it's sort of, it's around $1,000.
Yeah, you know, right.
If they're working full time, yeah, for about a 38-hour week.
Yeah.
Now, I once worked as a dishwasher, George, and I got the sack, and I swear to God, I was trying really hard.
I know.
But I still got sacked. It was a low point in my life. Mm. I thought, I am not capable to do any job whatsoever. Have you ever sacked a dishwasher?
No, not that I can remember. I mean, dishwashers are
21 years.
Yes, that's right. They probably have the most important job in the whole restaurant because if you haven't got clean dishes, you know, the restaurant can't operate. And you know, and we've had a lot of dishwashers who started with us that have progressed through the whole chain and now are, you know, chefs and, you know, waiters. And
that's what I'm talking about.
It's a great start.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe they saw that I was destined for other things and that's why they sacked me.
Maybe you couldn't wash the dishes. George Pompey, Bondi's Pompey Pizza Restaurant. It is just #delicious. Get down there as soon as you can. Good on you, George. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest. Thank you.
Good luck, mate. Is there anyone listening to us right now who needs work?
Yeah,
is there anyone?
On.
Is there anyone who gets
they won't
up at
be,
this?
They won't be up, which is fair.
They might be up looking be up. For a job.
If I needed work, there's no way I'm up at 6:15. Right. No dice, baby.
I put it to you that there must be someone.
There isn't.
131060 who is listening to us who does not have enough work. There must be someone.
Well, you're going to have to reward them. You're going to have to reward them.
You will get Lux cinema tickets from Hoyts.
Oh, so you can go to the movies instead of getting a job. Mm. That's even better. Now you might get someone.
Is there one? Is there one person listening to us who can rightfully say, I don't have enough work? Is there?
All right, okay.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
We're looking for people who need work. We did have a caller, Frank, who said he's not vaccinated. Mm. That's why he can't work. So I don't know. That's an interesting. Yeah, I don't know what. That's changing, though, isn't it? I believe. Is it?
December, is it, I think, but I'm not sure if it changes for workplaces. I think workplaces.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting. That's an interesting one. But that's for Jack. We've got a Jack at MU Heights. Jack, you do have a job. What's your story?
I've got a job at ATS, and I don't know, just got a lot of pressure ever since COVID with the schools. And just looking for a new job that's better pay and got good hours.
Yeah, right. So you're currently doing how many hours at the moment?
Oh, 35 to 40 hours a week.
Yeah, so you're a worker. You're not trying to, you know what I mean? You're not trying to bludge.
And without being...
no bludger here, mate.
Without being personal,
what I'm saying.
Like how much you're kind of earning around about.
No,
I'm only an apprentice, so I'm only on 18 an hour, so I'm on not much.
Yeah.
Yeah, the apprentice wages are low. Be honest, mate. Be honest, Jack. What are you on? Come on, tell us.
I'm on 18 an hour.
$18 an hour.
He's apprentice.
And he's working flat out.
Yeah, and I've got my I've got my operating ticket, so if I really wanted to, I could go get a job anywhere, and I'm just looking for anything, you know?
See?
Well, right.
Good on you. Good on you.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's going places.
Well, he gets his movie ticket, so let's not. Can we go to Rachel? Is Rachel from Blacktown? Is she available to talk to us?
Yep.
Rachel, are you looking for work?
I am.
Well, what sort of, what's your situation?
I've got all the kids home, still homeschooling. I've only got one back at school yet, so I'm waiting till next week to actually be able to fully put all my efforts into it.
Yeah.
But I'll go with anything, mate. Like, really, I'm over being stuck in this house.
Yeah. Yeah. What have you done in the past? Are you, like, would you wait?
I've done office work, accounting,
Would you? Would you do dishwashing?
Sales.
Would you do that?
I would. I'd do it here and don't get paid for it. So, you
know. So
you're wonderful,
true.
Rachel.
Well,
good luck, Rach. Good luck with it all.
Good on you.
You sound amazing. You'll have
this
no trouble.
Is this triggering for you, Husey?
Being because I wasn't working for a long time.
You were 7 years on the dole avoiding work.
I wasn't avoiding work. I was chasing.
Did you apply for a job?
I was chasing a dream. Now, I had many. I got sacked from a lot of jobs. Okay. So I was a worker who was out of luck and also chasing a stand-up comedy dream.
Okay.
But I've had many bosses tell me that I'm no good. Like that I'm, you know, first day, just look at me, go, nah. Not
but what about
work
before
out.
You became a stand-up comic? Did you have bosses doing that as well?
I was back at uni, mate.
She's
implying that once you started comedy, people said you weren't any good.
Well, no, they did actually. No, you weren't. Especially my first show, they really said it was hopeless.
Husey, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
There's no international travellers here, so there's no one to do the jobs. And businesses are crying out. We had George on, who runs a pizza shop in Bondi.
Yeah, Pompey's, which is one of the great pizza and gelato joints in Bondi. And 21 years they've been there. And he's offering a $2,000 bonus for people who commit to the summer and be a waiter or a dishwasher or a chef.
Now, Destina from, is it Destina? That's how we say it?
No. Despina.
D-E-S-P-I-N-A. A P, sorry. Oh, Despina.
Sorry, Despina. Despina. You're from Lilyfield, and what do you do for work yourself?
Well, I'm in a training organisation, and we run a lot of funded trainings for job seekers. So the government has invested a lot of money into training up unemployed people in hospitality, and we specialise in hospitality, and then we do try and help them to place them into hospitality jobs. But I first of all just wanted to say that $750 payment, the COVID disaster payment, I have two sons unemployed myself at the moment. And one was on that for a few weeks because he got made redundant within the COVID lockdown.
Yep.
And that had stopped this week, cold turkey, just like that. Okay. So that should make it easier. Yes, people would have been comfortable on that payment and wouldn't go out and work for $900, for instance, when you can get $750. But that has stopped. That is starting to stop.
Yeah.
And even the other payment, you know, the new start payment, which is $350, that is going to be made harder to get as well.
Wow.
But what the government did there with that payment, they stopped the goal setting of, you know, you're supposed to apply for so many jobs per month.
Yeah.
And my other son, who is a chef, he had to apply for 20 jobs a month, which is peanuts.
Wow.
Five jobs a week. And so, through COVID, through the lockdown, they took off the target and he was just sent a little text to say, don't worry about your target. Excuse me. Don't worry about your target through this time. We'll get back to you when you have to apply for jobs again.
Yeah,
right. So, but your sons now should be bang up looking for work. Is that right?
The one is, yes, the one that got cut because he has a mortgage and we're supporting two sons. Mm. So he is trying delivery driver, sales rep.
He should get a job. He should get a job ASAP, surely.
Good on you, Despina. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. There's a job. There's jobs.
Well, it's an interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Great insight. Thank you, Despina.
Yeah.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it's a full time job now. If you go from one celebrity reality show to another, full time job. Actually, our podcast on the weekend, guys, is going to feature Ellie from The Bachelorette. She did a few, didn't she?
Ellie Uchin?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's done a few. What she's doing now, I spoke to her. I didn't speak to her. I messaged her last night. She stares at the full moon in Queensland.
Yeah. She I said, like do you this. Watch?
I said, are you watching The Bachelorette? She said, no, nah, I'm staring at the full moon. She sent me a video.
All right, okay. Baby.
Just, was the video of the full moon or of her watching the full moon?
I didn't see the video until this morning because I'd gone to sleep. But, oh, here we go. Here's Ali. Full moon Ali. And she didn't feature in the video, just the moon. And I can tell you, if anyone knows about when you film the moon, it doesn't come across
never
in a video.
Translates.
It just doesn't in a photo. It just doesn't.
Because of the distance.
Yeah, just you don't capture the essence of it.
You can never capture the distance.
No, I'm not going to lie. It was a disappointing video.
Oh, for a lot of reasons.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Well, you won't be disappointed when Celebrity Apprentice starts because they've announced the lineup and then we're going to play our game. Why are they doing it? Money or fame? You two are, of course, the judges in this game. Let's start with Jodie Gordon / formerly Anasta, Logie Award-winning actress. Jodie Gordon. Money, fame.
Jodie Gordon. And she had, what's her, I haven't. What has she been on?
I was
on,
in a film with her once.
I think Neighbours is the last thing she did, but she
No, she's done a bit
quit.
Since then.
Did she start as a model?
I think she started as a slashy. Anyway, I'm going to need an answer, please.
I'm going to say fame.
I'm going to say money. Money,
money, money. Now, this is one that's interested me. Benji Marshall. But fresh off the field.
But can we just go back to Jodie for a second?
Oh, wait, is there an answer to our thing? Like, you tell us who's right?
You're going with fame.
100%. Yeah, because you two had a discussion of what's her most recent piece of work. So this puts her right back in the frame.
Yeah, no, it's good. It is. Yep. You never, as long as TV's around, you can make a comeback.
That's so true. Mm. Benji Marshall. Fresh off the field.
That is, that's fame.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already super famous here, but for, you know, a Victorian / South Australian market, this gives him a national profile. He's just retired, signed to Fox, and now he's looking for things outside of rugby league. So, yeah, fame.
I wonder, and I'm going to put this out there, do we need a third category?
I think so.
Just to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah, we can add out of the house.
just to get out of the house.
Now, here's some audio that you guys will be very familiar with.
Hello, Gladys, by the chicken's office. How can I help you? My name's Carla. Ooh, the Dr. Chandler Bing, how are you, bar? Babe, where have you been, bar? I haven't seen you for so long. Oh, you're getting your glasses fixed, bar.
You know what that screams. That. Yeah, I know what that screams to me. YouTube. You know what that, you know, this, that's actually triggering hearing stuff like that. Because I like to believe that I've got a long body of work, a long body of comedy work, but my son will go, Dad, watch this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then you'll hear this.
Hello, Gladys, by the chicken's office. How can I help you? My name's Carla. Ooh, the Dr. Chandler Bing, how are you, bar? Babe, where have you been, bar? Okay, I haven't seen you for so long.
Carla from Bankstown, a social media sensation.
Well, it's definitely got to be. I reckon it's a both for this one. It's got to be.
I'm going to say that's money. No. Nope. I don't know what it is. What is it? What do you think it is?
I just don't really care.
No, but it's funny. I'm amused that that is. Carla from Bankstown.
Mm-hmm. So she's a character, is she?
I believe so. Let's bring it home with this bloke.
Robbie Williams.
Singer.
Is that a Robbie Williams tribute band?
Ah, you're onto it now. A Robbie Williams
impersonator.
Correct. Called Darren McMullen, and that was him singing on The Masked Singer, which you didn't recognise.
Darren McMullen's.
But that was from The Masked Singer, that audio.
Well, I mean, that was the first series. But he had a mask on, so Darren's in it, yeah. Oh. Nah, good on Darren.
Oh.
No, I'm happy. Look, I just, you know what, when I see this now, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm really trying to be a bit more kinder to these people.
So am I.
Yeah, me too.
Because we just see our future.
Exactly. You know?
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Aaron's inbox.
You've got mail.
Once a week I'm allowed in to drag out some princes, some charmers who have joined in.
Where's the volume going?
Oh, yeah, we are. It's a hardcore sift.
It's a tsunami, isn't it, really, of eligible gentlemen.
I don't know if all of them are eligible.
Depends. Well, if you care about, yeah.
There's a lot of hats in the ring.
Gorgeous, yeah. It's an, yes.
Yeah, Erin could start a hat shop, couldn't she, with all the hats?
Yeah, I don't think that really works, does it? I mean, fascinators? I think there'd be a very cheap hat shop, like a secondhand with holes in them and...
In this brave new world we're in, are there any women who have jumped? Not that the world is always the world, but more publicly jumping in her ring? I wonder.
I have been looking out for that. I've been looking out for. Actually, you know what, ladies, if you're listening, if you're thinking about having a swing inbox style with Erin, have a go. She might just get involved. Here we go. Here's one. Did you take out your top earring? ? Now, this is the reason I bring this up is because this is someone Erin got back to. Yeah. This guy struck gold because Erin's written back, yes, infected. And then he's given her 9 in a row she hasn't answered and finished with, you gonna re-pierce the top of your ear again now that everything's open again?
Do you regret answering the first one?
Yes, I do. But I do like to get back to people. I don't want anyone to feel I've been dismissive.
Because obviously, because he could have a ratings book. you get back to him and then it's all coming up our way.
Yep.
How about this from a young man? I hope to marry a woman like you. No response. You are stunning in appearance and intelligence. No response. Just want to let you know your fitness efforts are working. You look amazing.
Well, that's just all positive. Why wouldn't you respond to that guy?
Top bloke.
At least with a heart.
Right.
All you have to do is do a heart. That's what I do. Just
if I do a heart, you all will say I'm encouraging it.
A thumbs up.
A strong bicep emoji.
Yes.
Why not? Because it's finger space.
Bicep emoji was good.
Okay, yep, that's a good one.
And here's a nice bloke holding a power tool with a mask. His photograph is taken from below his profile picture, which is always a good sign.
I just want to see him.
Yeah, you can have the top part of this. It's the kind of profile pic that screams Exhibit A. Here we go. And he says,
oh, yeah.
Erin, you babe. No response.
Sorry, does he have to wear the mask in the...
I don't know.
Wait, what kind of mask? COVID... Like Chainsaw Massacre mask or COVID safe?
Like a COVID safe, disposable mask.
Yeah, right.
But it also concealed the identity mask. So he said, Erin, you babe, you haven't responded. So he's come back with, I love seeing you braless.
He's gone hard there, hasn't he?
So damn sexy.
Because that's going to work. If I wouldn't respond normally, that's really going to get me across the line.
Yeah. What is it? What is in that photo? Is it what?
Is it a chainsaw?
A chainsaw? Is it? Yeah. I think it's a vice, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be a vice.
It should have a party. It should be a party if everyone gets.
Yes. Everyone Bondi Icebergs next Saturday night. Yeah.
Long Bay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no. Just to save them all the trip.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
This is off the back of a great love story involving a Hollywood superstar, Sarah Snook. She's in Succession, which is a huge international hit. But she revealed the other day that she's married to Dave Lawson, local Aussie comic, who she's known him since 2014.
Can I give you her quote?
Yes.
We've been friends since 2014, lived together, travelled together, always excited to see each other, but totally platonic. We've just never been single at the same time.
This is what his best friend, Steve Curry, mate of ours, said about the situation yesterday.
Sarah Snook, star of Succession, your best friend's now in a relationship with her, and there you are just standing on the side going, you know, what about me?
It's ridiculous. It came out they were best friends in inverted commas one moment, and then all of a sudden they're married. It's like, holy. And I had to keep the secret. I had to keep the secret for like 3 months. It was killing me.
So, best friend since 2014, traveled together. Totally platonic.
So how do you just switch it, I wonder? How does it work? Something happens one night?
You've got to think, and I don't know what their situations were, and I imagine they were both in other relationships. Yeah. I'm just guessing. But I reckon at least one of them had a long-term plan. That's what I'm going to say.
That's
trying to get hold of Dave, and he could... Is he avoiding our call, Dave Lawson?
He hasn't done any chats about it as yet.
Yeah, well, I don't know why not. I mean, is he not proud of the situation?
Oh, don't. Well, maybe. Let's go with that.
I'm just saying.
He's not proud of his brand new wife.
I'm just saying, and I'm going to put this to you guys, that it's, you know, the friends thing is always a bit sus. You know, when I met my wife, who we've been together for 20 years almost, when I met her, she had about 3 or 4 male friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're just friends.
Oh, yeah.
And you get rid of them quick smart, yeah.
Well, she was like, oh, what have you been up to? Oh, just having a coffee with, you know,
Peter.
Trent.
Mm.
Yeah. Who's he? Just a friend. Oh, is he just a friend, is he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I put it to you all that Trent, or whatever his name was, and there was a few of them, they wanted to be more than friends.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a really interesting topic. I'm thinking back to all of my boyfriends from, you know, when I was 21, I think I had my first boyfriend. I've never been friends first, so I've met them all with romance, the kind of the catalyst. Like, you know, you might meet out at a pub and have a pash or something, or you might, like, yeah. So I've never actually had someone who was a friend and then it turned into something else.
We need to talk to people who friends first.
Mm. Hoyts Lux, what a great idea. The cinemas are back. Hoyts Lux is the best. You can go there, see one of the great films. There's so many of them coming out at the moment. 131060, how long were you friends before you got together with someone? Now, it could have since split up. You don't have to still be with them.
Mm.
But a friendship lead-up time to your relationship.
Mm. Yep. We will interrogate.
Not in that intensely.
She's yet now.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Still to come, Grant Daniels got his right of reply.
Yeah, he's very angry at what the women's magazines did to him after Paps captured him and his dance partner from Dancing with the Stars just enjoying a stroll. Mm-hmm. It's all they were doing, mate. And yeah, I think he's got some unbelievable things to say about how much he got stitched up.
Absolutely right.
He loves his wife more than anyone loves their wife.
Okay.
I'd say on par with a few people.
Well, absolutely. My wife texts me back because we were talking about, you know, Sarah Snooks, Hollywood star who is now married to Dave Lawson, Aussie comedian.
Sarah Snook, the redheaded actress in Succession, is an Australian, does a great job.
And so they have been friends since 2014. I said he played the long game and he got what he wanted eventually.
Okay.
Reminded me of the fact that my wife had a man playing the long game when we first met.
Oh.
Who she kept being friends with. And I'm like, he wants more than that, I believe. Eventually busted a move and she was shocked.
So he did eventually bust a move.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
Did she try it out just to make sure that she wasn't interested in that you were the one?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I don't know. If she did, fair play to her. But I've texted her, what was that short, handsome guy's name? She told me, she's texted back his name and said, don't say on air and no need to focus on his height.
Oh, she misses him.
She's still defending him years on. Go, Sad. Ollie.
He's a very handsome man.
All right, coming up next, we're going to celebrate a teacher.
Too. He was a doctor.
Oh,
he was a
doctor. What are you doing?
The new 104.1 Today FM. School's out. Big W's got you covered for family fun these holidays. Head to the Big Days at Home Entertainment Hub at bigw.com.au.
Come on, come on.
UC Ed and Darren's
Teach me.
Teacher of the Week.
My wife just said that the handsome doctor never busted a move, so maybe that's why we're together.
Do you just make stuff up?
I thought he did. Anyway, Teacher of the Week.
Yeah, absolutely right. As the schools have been homeschooled, but now staggered going back. We've been asked you, thanks to Big W, God, they're good people. We've got you covered for family fun. Head to the Big Days at Home Entertainment Hub at bigw.com.au. $250 voucher for nominating your Teacher of the Week. We're joined by Aaliyah from Glenmore Park. Morning, Aaliyah.
Good morning.
Now, Aaliyah, hello. How old are you? How old are you?
6, but nearly 7.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Growing up
heart.
So quick.
Oh, my goodness.
And what year are you in, Aaliyah?
Year 1.
And so you're back at school now?
Yes.
Were you a little bit nervous going back, Aaliyah, on your first day?
No.
Oh, you're so good. You had fun?
Yes.
Oh, we established your name. Is it Aaliyah or Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
It is Aaliyah.
I said that.
I know, but Aaron wanted to change it to Alia for some
reason. Because, funnily enough, Jodie Gordon's child, who's on Celebrity Apprentice, and friends of mine, Brayton Astor and his new partner, Rachel, have a daughter called Alia. So I thought maybe it was the same pronunciation.
Well, it wasn't. So
now, Alia, now that that's sorted out, the adults are arguing. Alia, which teacher would you like to nominate for Teacher of the Week?
Mr. Denny.
Mr. Denny?
What is so good about him? Why do you like your teacher, Mr. Denny?
Because he makes me laugh.
Oh, he's a fun guy.
Funny teachers are the best.
Well, you know what? From Glenmore Park Primary School, Mr. Denny joins us on the line. Good morning, Mr. Denny.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Leah.
Hello.
How are you?
I think they're a double act. Mr. Denny, do you love getting a laugh out of your class at the right times?
Yeah, we love to have a laugh. We're always having a laugh. I like to laugh at myself. I have a tendency to lose things, so I'm always losing things.
Yeah.
Which kids can relate. Leah's pretty good with her things. She doesn't lose them, but we always have lots of laughs.
Oh, yeah, but how good are kids who don't lose stuff, though? I've got a couple of those and one who loses everything. So the one who loses everything, is he annoys his teachers a lot. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I was that child, so I can't really complain about that.
Well, you've come good. Mr. Denny's come good.
Mr. Denny, where does this rank in life achievements for you, this award today?
Oh, this is probably the highest. It was very unexpected. Very unexpected. Well, it was a really nice surprise.
Has it been good for you to get back to the classroom or, how's that?
No, I've loved being back in the room. I mean, the learning's important and all the parents did a great job at home, but it's nice for the kids to get back. They get to see their friends again. That social connections, they're all excited. They're giving each other hugs on Monday when they came in.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Mr. Denny, just a slightly off track a little bit, you're a male teacher in a primary school. We've seen lots of stories about the fact there aren't enough of you. Are there a lot where you are? How do we encourage more men to get into primary school teaching?
We're really lucky where I am. There's lots and lots of males. I think we've got about 6 or 7 males in the school. But no, look, it's a great career. It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Don't know the solutions to that problem, but it is. It's lots of fun, very rewarding. You get to work with great kids like Alia.
Yeah. And you get Teacher of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
Teacher of the Week. What more could I want?
Nothing.
Alia's got the voucher as well. Big W, $250 at Big W. Check it out. Big W's got you covered for family fun. BigW.com.au. Alia, thank you so much for getting involved.
Today FM morning crew. Husie, Ed and Aaron.
I tell you why I'm angry. There's too many women in Australia who have this attitude.
Am I not pretty enough?
They need to look to role models to learn how to accept their own bodies, no matter how many shortcomings their bodies have.
Okay.
I've got one for you. Tani Atkinson.
Who's that?
She's a model.
Oh.
And the headline today in the Daily Telegraph should inspire everyone.
So?
She says she's more comfortable with her body approaching 30 than ever before. Even at the age of 29.
Yeah, she's...
Even at the age of 29, she says, I'm more comfortable in my own skin. I don't compare.
She's dug deep.
I am just happy with how I look and who I am.
Well, that's nice.
If Tani can be happy with how she looks at the age of 29 when she's an international model, why can't you be happy with how you look?
That's true, isn't it?
She's done it.
Yeah, and she's done it bravely to launch a swimwear line as well.
She's going to get out there, maybe hit Bondi
or
Bronte and go, I don't care. Haters are going to hate. This is me. This is who I am.
I might cry.
I'm 29.
Yep.
I'm going to be 30 in January.
I know.
But I'm still going to wear swimsuits.
And it's years since I won Australia's Next Top Model. Absolutely years.
And you know what? I'm in one piece now, but, you know, I may go back to a two-piece at the age of 31. Who knows? Erin, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, much better about my own body. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Tani. Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
So one of the women's magazines, although they don't need that, they don't deserve that title, one of the scurrilous magazines, not just for women as well, because men read these things as well, don't they? Mm. probably not as many men, but whatever. It's not the point. The point is the headline is Grant Denyer caught out. And there's photos of Grant and his dance partner from Dancing with the Stars, which is about to hit the screens of Seven. And I know that Grant is angry about it.
Definitely.
Grant, welcome to the show.
Hello, mate.
Morning, lovelies. Lovely to chat.
Always a pleasure.
But it's generally a better time to chat than now. This is not, there's all jokes aside, Grant, this is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it is. It's kind of, look, we've had plenty of this stuff over the years, Chez and I, like we've had all sorts of things sort of made up about us and we're kind of used to it, which is ugly in itself that you are used to this, but it was the fact that, you know, they want to ruin the reputation, you know, of a young girl, you know, my dance partner, Lily, who's being paid to stand next to me to teach me how to dance, you know, for 2 months. And, you know, I just don't think it's okay to destroy the reputation, you know, of someone who doesn't deserve that. So we were thought, this is ridiculous. You know, it's such a horrible made-up story that's embarrassing for everyone and it's not even true. So we just decided to call them on it and just say, guys, you know, this is messed up.
Yeah. So you guys were on a walk. You were just, you'd finish some training and you're just walking around getting a drink after, I imagine, after training. And you're just sitting there next to each other. And they've tried to turn that into an affair, basically.
Yeah, we've just been on the phone to my wife, Jessie. We've just been FaceTiming. It was a bit of a tough day. As Ed knows, he's done Dancing with the Stars. You have many highs and lows in this damn show. It pushes you to breaking point. But Lila had a bit going on in her life, and it's not for me to divulge, you know, what that is. But I was just giving her a little bit of a pep talk and, you know, giving her some fatherly advice and letting her know that everything's going to be okay. And I gave her a tap on the leg as she sort of leaned in just for a little bit of a hug after the chat. And then that's the photo, front page, you know, Denyer caught out. Like get stuffed. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Grant.
It's disgusting.
It is. And I'm someone who understands absolutely what it's like to have that kind of stuff and plenty more written about me when it's not true. And you're right. You have this battle in your head. Do you give it oxygen or do you just ignore it? But, and I ignore most of it. You know, I've had a nose job. Yeah, great. I'm glad you think my nose has improved. Stuff that doesn't matter, you ignore. Stuff that does matter that hurts other people, you almost can't ignore anymore, can you? You got to start calling them out.
Yeah, you do. And our skin's pretty thick. You know, I chose to live in the media and I kind of had the thought that, you know, celebrities shouldn't complain when they have their photo taken. That's part of the job. And that's kind of how I have felt. And sometimes I'm not sure about how I feel when celebrities do complain about it.
But it's different though, Grant. If you're just having your photo taken, don't complain. You've chosen this industry. You make a lot of money out of it. But if there are words attached to that that defame you or that hurt people, you're allowed to complain.
Yeah,
you're allowed to set the record.
Exactly. I'm the father of three beautiful daughters. And Lil was like, you know, a fourth daughter for Chez and I. She spent 2 months with us here in Bathurst. And you know, my kids absolutely adore her. So I was like, throw stones at me. Okay, yes, that hurts and that's ugly and it's embarrassing and I've got to show my face at my kids' school and down the shops. But, you know, don't destroy someone else's life who has been employed to help me dance for a TV show. And that's when Chez and I decided to draw the line, you know, like we've had so many headlines about us, it's ridiculous, you know.
I remember one month, Daniel, that you showed me when we've worked together a number of times. There was two separate articles in two separate magazines, one that you were having another baby and in a separate magazine you were getting divorced. That was in the same month.
And the following month it was Grant reveals his baby boy and it was a picture of Sailor from 9 years earlier.
That's right.
The girl.
Yeah. Your daughter from 9 years earlier.
Look, I'm not going to lie that I'm slightly jealous of that stuff, but this is too much. And even I wouldn't want this. You know,
well,
that's not saying
a lot.
No, I think this is, and she's obviously, is she angrier than you about this whole situation or are you angrier than her?
Yeah, look, I just feel bad that I put everyone in this position or we'll just sit down having a juice.
Come on.
I've just given her a tap on the leg, just letting her know everything's going to be okay after we've just, you know, we've just sort of divulged our lives to each other as we're having a meltdown, a Dancing with the Stars meltdown. You know, now I've embarrassed my family by being in this situation. I've never done anything wrong.
Mate, I can see the phone in your hand and you were just as a duo just speaking to Chezzy. So you're just speaking to your partner. So that is absolutely – I cannot believe they've gone with that headline in the circle and the hand and on the thigh.
I think they've removed it, though, from online, haven't they?
Yeah, it has been taken down.
So that's quite telling, to be honest.
Well, they're still selling it, though.
Yeah, well, see, the thing that I...
Was there money to be made here? Can can Grant make money or not?
Oh. Yeah.
That's a topic for another day.
Anyway,
Jenya, always a pleasure. And, yeah, good on you, man. This is
absolute
nonsense.
When's it on air? Can we just say? When is Dancing with the Stars on air? Do you know, Grant?
I think it's around April next year. So it's a while till
it's
on.
Was it next year? Yeah, hey, right.
Grant,
yeah.
Quick question. How's Lily doing with all this? How's she?
Yeah, it's pretty hard for her to process. You know, she's being accused of, you know, breaking up a family and being a homewrecker. And that's hard for a 22-year-old to try and break down and deal with. So, yeah, I've been in contact with her, making sure she's okay. But
is she single? No, all right. Yep. All right.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Good on you, bro.
Husey, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
I tell you what my family was excited about was Bachelorette back on TV last night. It's got a lot of hype, fair enough, too. First time ever in the history of that franchise, whether here or any of the other many ones that have been done around the world, a bisexual person is the main attraction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and I know that represents, and as I think Osha said at one point, you can't be it unless you see it, or something like that. I mean, that was a good quote.
Did he say that?
You can't be it unless you see it. Yeah, it's something like that.
All right. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. So it's good to represent different ways of living. So, but Brooke, who's been on the show before, she's been on our show, but also
yesterday, I think she was on our show.
Yeah, well, what I meant is she's been on The Bachelor. She was in the Honey Badgers edition of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then she went on The Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. But in the original, when she was with the Honey Badger, she met an intruder in the show back then, a female intruder called Jamie Lee.
Jamie Lee.
Jamie Lee. But she didn't know Jamie Lee was going to roll up on the red carpet.
She didn't.
Well, it happened.
I was really mindful that Brooke had a really strong connection with Nick, and I never wanted to overstep that friendship barrier. So Brooke and I never got the chance to see if there was actually something between us.
Yeah.
So Jamie Lee had eyes for Brooke, and they showed vision of those two back in the day.
I know.
Looking at each other down the line.
A bit much.
You know, they're meant to be looking forward to the Honey Badger.
No way, man.
But they're more side-eyeing it, thinking, I think we've got something more than what we've got with the frizzy head guy at the front there. He's not going to pick anyone in the
frizzy
end.
Frizzy head guy.
Now, we know that he bailed on the whole lot.
Yeah.
So there's no point in them even fighting over him because he wasn't interested at all.
And Brooke ended up walking out on that show as well. She actually made the call just to leave.
Oh, yeah, she pulled
rather
the pin.
Rather than be rejected, yep.
And so when Jamie Lee came down the carpet, you know, I was thinking maybe the Honey Badger's next. Maybe the Honey Badger's going to roll down the carpet.
Tactic idea. Still lost. Just couldn't get out of the car park.
Any blokes know a way out of the car park? I'm more stuck here than a rat in a rat trapper.
In me undies.
Cool one, dude.
Me tradie undies. Now, the fact is, the eyes. And they were thinking about it. This is what Jamie Lee had to say about what she wanted to happen.
You make me giddy, you know. I'm so excited. For real.
Oh, no, like, hug me.
I just really want to kiss her.
Wow. So they really wanted to kiss each other.
So did they kiss?
Well, yes. Have a listen and theater of the mind if you missed it.
I wouldn't have been here if it were anyone else. Just know that, okay?
I know.
Oh. Okay. I heard.
You know what? The tension was so palpable in my house at the time.
Go on then.
I let one rip.
Beautiful.
And I didn't do it on purpose.
Just Wait,
involuntary.
Really?
Just an involuntary.
And my daughter said, "Dad, this is a serious moment. You shouldn't have done that."
Wait, you actually you farted.
Do you know that
it wasn't actually in that moment. It was earlier in the episode.
But that's often why. Which moment was it?
It was a moment. Someone was crying.
Why do you ruin everything?
I just
such a
generally they don't mind me, you know, farting.
But well, how are they going to enjoy that with the waft of your inner contents passing by?
Yeah, but I mean that's real life. What you've been seeing on TV isn't real.
Exactly.
Life.
They've cut out all of Brooke's farts.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Yeah, one of the former bachelorettes is going to tell us what she's up to. Last night she sent me a video of her. Well, I imagine it was her, but she sent me a video of the full moon.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to a video in my inbox.
Wait, that's not a euphemism, is it?
No, it was the full moon. And right. And you cannot capture the beauty of the moon with your iPhone or your Samsung or your Nokia or whatever else you've got, even your Polaroid.
Mm.
It's just ridiculous. And it's annoying because it's so beautiful to look at.
Yep.
Well, that's why you should just look and not try to capture it.
Yeah, no, you're right. I love the sky. Do you guys love the sky?
Yeah, it serves a role, yeah.
No, I never really.
It's a role.
Strong emotions towards the sky.
It's a picture, mate. It's a moving picture. Mm. It never stays the same.
You two are a moving picture. And we're going to talk about something that you've both started doing to your bodies common.
But why did Erin's ex say what he said to her yesterday, wasn't it, Erin? You'll never forget what he said.
Again, not his place anymore.
Yeah. You can't be saying that stuff, mate.
Nah. Unless Sean, it's true, in which case.
Whether you got a gun or not, mate. You got to zip it.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
Do you use fake tan? 131060. We want to talk to people who use fake tan. There is Hoyts Lux tickets, double passes. Hoyts Lux, the best cinema experience you will get. Mm-hmm. Do you use fake tan? Simple question, 131060. Mm. Erin. What's happening in your life? You can't win the tickets because
I'm not really a big movie person anyway. The last thing I saw in a theatre was Mr. Bean's Holiday.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, and I walked out. Mm.
It's a long time between cinema experiences.
It is. It's been a long time. But I use fake tan, obviously, mainly for
work. Obvious. People don't know. It's a lot of people.
I reckon it's pretty obvious right now.
Oh, I think you're actually really subtle with your application.
No, thank you. Thank you. And I have to use it for work or else I just look too pale and sick on air. So they spray me up. But I had a professional one done last weekend and then I thought I'd try and enhance it, so extend it by using these glow drops, which I thought were quite weak, but turns out they were very strong. And anyway, I put them on my face and then some dropped on my foot, and Sean came to get Eliza for dinner last night.
Sean's your ex.
Yeah, Sean's my ex.
Who you're amicable with.
Yeah, very. Absolutely.
We love your amicability.
I had you on. You rang yesterday afternoon to talk to me about something, and I had you on speaker. I was like, Sean's just here, and he said hi, and then you said something about us being amicable, and then we hung up.
But he was happy about that, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but anyway, he walks in, and the first thing is like, what have you done to your face?
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I've just got the glow drop tan on. Mm. And to be honest, I must have slept with my chin on my hand because it was just a big brown patch on my chin. It's faded, though, a little bit. But, yeah, look, most – I don't think there's a woman alive, and a lot of men as well, who haven't had a fake tan, shocker. Do men like it, though? This is the whole thing, because obviously the only reason anyone really does it – and I don't care about this crap of, oh, no, it's about how I feel about myself. No. You're doing it because you think it makes you look more attractive. And, yes, makes you feel better being more attractive, but you are.
Yeah. Well, I think tanning is fake tan is great. And you know what? I wish I had it from my primary school years, to be honest, and my secondary school
Same
years.
Here, yeah.
Because my pale skin got me teased.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh.
And yeah. So a moon tan, you look like a corpse.
Yep.
you're so white, you're blue.
Yep.
Get away from me.
Put your pants back on.
No, I was never a pants off guy.
No way.
I was always respectfully fully pants zipped.
The whitest of zipped. When you did it, it was the whitest of white elephants.
I wasn't.
Are you talking about the trunk?
No, come on.
Erin, sorry, we need to clear this up. When I do things like that, do not, from now on, please, go back and explain them. That is the point. The point is that I drop them in and then we move on.
So the point that why you're allowed to do it is because no one goes that extra step far to identify what it is you're doing.
Exactly.
Except you know what? Me.
The fact is, I think you've done a great job with tanning.
I didn't think it was. I tell you
who should tan more often is Ed Cavalier.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Enough about me, because when we come back, we're going to reveal something. While you were doing the news, Erin, we've had, quote, the tanning mid-out. And there's a young man in here who's just had an absolute bucket load of Latan's Darkest Legal put on his body. And
it is Latan.
Yeah,
I
know.
Do an ad for them.
No, yeah, I know that. That's
one
why
of my first ads.
That's why I brought it up.
Ironically Australian.
I know that.
Yeah, well, thank you. They're hiding the fact we're Latan now. Latan is so...
I know, it's so small on the box.
So small, you would know it was Latan.
All right, 131060, are you a fake tanner? How often are you doing it? Do you love it? Why do you do it? And we're going to reveal... A man next. A man to Erin Mullen. A shirt's coming off and a new man is about to be revealed.
Do we have to take the shirt off?
Yes.
New 104.1 Today FM.
Aaron's ex, Sean, has accused you of going too far with your spray tan.
Just last night, but then I forgot to put in earlier that as he went to leave, he did ask how many of the little bottles of the glow drops I had because he used to use it and that's why I had to order more. So to be honest, those in glass houses.
Wow, that's information.
Actually, I shouldn't have probably said that.
No, yeah. I remember my father, a country lad who was no airs and graces, liked to fish and drink. I remember once I looked in his bag and there was fake tan in there.
I can tell you exactly what it would have been, that moisturiser with the fake tan in it, the gradual one.
I don't know what it was, but I was shocked. The man, the time in his 70s, maybe late 60s, was, he did like to wear shorts.
Yeah, right. Before we get to the calls, this ad popped up in the 2000s. Let's have a listen.
There's nothing like good old Australian ironing. Take Latan. French name, Australian owned and made. Right, Curly? Gives you high protection from the sun, but it's called Latan. Ironic, huh?
There he is.
G'day, Bruce. Latan's famous for its blue bottle.
We get it.
Yeah.
So Husey did an ad for Latan back in the day for sunscreen because you've got pale skin and you're very Aussie. I get it.
Yeah, but can I just say, with the real irony with that ad was that it was filmed in Broome, which is
Western Australia.
Mm. And we're on the beach from, I reckon, sun up to sundown. And I had so much fake tan on that day that even though I was advertising sun protection cream, I got third-degree burns.
Now, because I also don't think they couldn't see that you were burning, but your voice sounds like it hadn't broken then.
I was nervous. Right? No, some would say my voice still hasn't broken. So,
Tell you what, we're going to do the big reveal at the end of this because he's got an absolute bottle load of the new Latan product on that I've put all over him. There's a video going up. Nicole, Bankstown, how often are you tanning?
Every fortnight, because look, I'd rather look like a caramello koala than end up looking like a tomato. I tell you that much.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you've got, got it.
This is healthy.
Yes.
It's healthy to get it from the bottle than the sun.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and is there people in your life that love it or don't care?
They love it. All my friends recommend it, and I'd rather fake it than end up baking it. You know what I mean?
If she's got a million sayings there.
She's gone ready to
Nicole,
go.
You're killing it. Now, Lauren from Collaroy, how often are we fake tanning?
Probably once a week.
Okay, now this is a key. Now, there's an issue here. Ooh, what's happened?
Yeah, we might come back to her. Let's go to Jody and come back to Lauren. Yep, go to Jody first.
Jody, Preston's, how often are you tanning?
Every second day.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah. I'm a ranger, so I'm quite white.
I'm a ranger.
So you and how are you doing it? What are you applying to yourself?
It's a moisturizer one of those gradual ones that gives you the sort of nice glow. So you can imagine I wash it up in the shower and it sort of goes off, so I like to keep it.
Do you go nice head to toe? Do you get every nook and cranny?
No, I don't. I just do my legs.
Yeah.
Oh, just the legs.
Yeah, because I wear shorts for work, so everybody, kind of gives that comment, oh, I'll turn the lights off.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I got pale legs, Jody. I get it.
Yeah, but your legs are ridiculous. Ed.
Thank you. Danny, Neutral Bay. Oh, no, let's go. Can we go to Lauren? I want to go back to Lauren. Lauren, now. Lauren, you're back. Lauren, you tan.
Yes, I'm back.
Hello there. Every Thursday, but there's an issue when you go to bed. This is common.
Yes, my partner hates it when I roll into bed and I've got fresh fake tan on.
I tell you why. Why does he hate it, Lauren? What can't you do?
Well, you can't really get in the sheets. You can't really touch or do anything.
Yeah. Well, you can.
Well, you can't.
No,
if you're going to smudge it.
Oh.
And it smells weird.
Yeah, you smudge it. Yeah.
What's his issue, honestly? If he loves you, he wouldn't even
I think
care.
It's more Lauren that doesn't want him to touch her.
Is that true, Lauren?
Yeah, I don't want any finger marks. I don't want hand marks. I don't want any
finger marks.